Torture Tower by John, Josh, and Nick. It was just a normal average day for Brian and Mike. The dark, pitiful areas where they lived, down in the town of Satchavon, this was considered normal to them. It was the year of 1493. They were just regular kids and wanted to be known for something, but little did they know what they would be known for, known as chamber survivors. To the ordinary day of the life of a student, they are talented and very smart students, but very stupid at times. One day for them seemed ordinary, but instead, they woke up in a dungeon of torture, doom, and despair, going through their own minds, searching for answers, and not knowing what had happened. Ryan thought they were part of some game. Mike just wanted to get out. Both of them thought they were trapped for life. This day was not normal. Not normal at all. It was rather interesting for both of them, just sitting in a room trying to figure out a way to escape. For both of them, it was going rough for the first few seconds of their awakening, having to know that they awake in a dungeon trapped. Also, to yet be known, they will get out of this, if they get out.
Brian, smarter than Mike, a little bit, hesitant, though, about trying to get to know the area better. Mike thought he should find some food, and find some food he did. Brian came over and was shocked to see a tiger, sleeping very hard and loud with noises. Mike thought food with all his might. He was not only hungry, but thirsty too. Food, on the other hand, was right in front of them, a gorgeous meal for days just laying there. Brian got hungry and was about to bite it. Mike stopped him because the tiger may awake and at his approach. They need a distraction to kill it, then eat it. Mike found a cloth and wrapped the tiger's head around it, so he wouldn't know what was happening. Then he strangled. That's it. The tiger is gone. Finished. Forever. Food was handled, but now water was a problem. To survive, you absolutely need water. There had been no water for days. So long do you think they will survive? One day is all they have left till they go out for food. So the torture tower process began. They had food but went mad over it, going on which limb they would eat first or how they would eat it.
Then the element of horror arrived, nothing more, nothing less. They went insane out of their minds, talking about nonsense and irrational things. They had lost it, and little did they know it was the end for them. That was it. One day, they just dropped like a rock. First Brian, then Mike a few minutes later. Their lives faded to the world, so the torture tower had finally taken what was lost, and what was taken. Taken from families and friends, taken forever to be no more. That was the end of Brian and Mike.